Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I am Randy Batson, graduate of the Bachelor of Arts in History and Masters of Arts and Heritage Studies programs of the Cavehill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, December 11, 1969, Barbadians learned of the rescue of 16 persons who had been on board an inter-island vessel called the Barbados Pioneer, which was bound to Barbados from St. Vincent for refueling. There were 11 crew members and 5 passengers on board, including the 10 and 8-year-old sons of the ship's captain, Alfred Tannis. The 162-ton ship was built during World War II, and during its existence, it was used for transporting mail between the islands, as well as an excursion vessel between Barbados and the Windward Islands. More recently, the vessel had also been used to take St. Lucian and Vincentian workers to and from Barbados during the island's sugarcane crop season. On this day, however, the ship had left St. Vincent heading for Barbados when about 3:45 a.m. someone discovered that the vessel was leaking. Water soon filled the engine room. The crew was unable to successfully pump the water out. They radioed Barbados for help, and soon thereafter, a vessel named the Pelican, which was berthed at the Bridgetown Harbor, set out to effect a rescue. Upon rendezvousing with the stricken vessel, the Pelican started pumping operations but to no avail. Therefore, an attempt was made to tow the boat back to Barbados. However, the Barbados Pioneer sank about 20 miles offshore at around 12:26 p.m. The ship went down with 2 new engines and some valuables. However, the crew was able to save some of their belongings and valuable radio equipment. According to the Barbados Advocate, when news of the ship's plight was received in the island, prayers were said for the crew by the crew members of other inter-island sailing vessels berthed in the carenage. Workmen in the Bridgetown Harbor too kept their gaze towards the horizon for the appearance of the tug. When all persons on board the Barbados Pioneer reached the harbor safely, they were met by officials and friends. 10-year-old passenger and captain's son, Brinsley, simply said, "I was a bit frightened, but I felt happy when I heard that help."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.